Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. The just one blossoms like a lily, and grows forever in the sight of Adonai. We praise you, Abba, for that man, the one who was believed to be the father of the son whom Mary had conceived. A second Joseph called in faith to hear your word in dreams, to walk in darkness and through trust to foil all evil schemes. He welcomed Mary to his home and helped her raise your child. He fled with her from Bethlehem, escaping Herod's guile. He cared for Jesus as he grew, led him in Torah's ways, and as a craftsman taught this son to work with wood and blade. You called him to that narrow road that leads all through the night. With trust, compassion, gentleness, and patience to the light. O Abba, hear the patient prayers of Joseph through your son, that in your spirit we may work to see your will be done. Amen. Joseph arose, and as the angel had commanded him, he took Mary as his wife. Servants of God, sing praise. Praise God's holy name. Bless the name of the Holy One, both now and forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praise be the holy name. Adonai towers above the nations. God's glory shines over the heavens. Who compares to the Holy One, who is enthroned so high, yet stoops from the heights to look down, to observe both heaven and earth. Love lifts the humble from the dust, and raises the poor from the mire, to be seated with leaders of the people, and to wear a crown of joy. The childless, no longer alone, rejoice in many children. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Joseph arose, and as the angel had commanded him, he took Mary as his wife.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. It was not through the law, that the promise was made to Abraham and his descendants that he would inherit the world, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. For this reason, it depends on faith, so that it may be a gift, and the promise may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not to those who only adhere to the law, but to those who follow the faith of Abraham. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The faithful one abounds in blessings. For the one who guards the Master will receive a great reward. The faithful one abounds in blessings, for the one who guards the Master will receive a great reward. Adonai made Joseph master of the house and ruler of all its provisions. For the one who guards the Master will receive a great reward. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Love. The faithful one abounds in blessings, for the one who guards the Master will receive a great reward. Joseph went to live in Nazareth, and so these words of the prophet were fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Joseph went to live in Nazareth, and so these words of the prophet were fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene.
You revealed to Saint Joseph your eternal plan of salvation in Jesus. Deepen our understanding of the mystery of the Incarnation and your plan to bring fullness of life to all creation. Joseph accepted a pregnant woman as his wife and her child as his son. May we accept into our families and circles of concern those whom religion, society, and culture exclude or marginalize for any reason. Joseph realized that true justice exceeds the requirements of law and at times contradicts its precepts. Give us the wisdom of discernment, the courage to challenge and change laws that are not just, and the love that guides us to justice and peace. Joseph has become special patron of families and workers. Bless the efforts of those seeking to find employment with just wages to support their families and to contribute to the common good. You feed the birds of the air and clothe the fields with the fruit of the earth. Give all people and all creatures their daily bread and food to sustain their lives. You entrusted creation to the freedom and cooperation of all species and gave humans a special role in recognizing and preserving the interdependence of all you have made. May all who work receive what they need to flourish, and all those who are unable to work be cared for, healed, or hired. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O wondrous love, holy source of all that is, we praise you on this special feast day celebrating the life and the love of Saint Joseph. With a sense of justice informed by the law and the prophets, he listened deeply to your invitation to play an unexpected role in the mystery of salvation. May his courage to love, protect, and provide for Jesus and Mary inspire us to open our hearts and to use our gifts and talents to welcome into our homes all those you send into our lives. For yours is the glory and power of love, now and forever. Amen. May the God who blessed Joseph with justice and love bless us and keep us. Amen. May the God who entrusts all parents with care for new life shine on us and be gracious to us. Amen. May the God who invites all people to build homes to share life and love look upon us with favor and give us peace. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Queen of the heavens, we greet you. Queen of angels, now we entreat you. Fairest flower, heaven's portal, from whom came the light immortal. Matchless maiden, God did raise you for the universe to praise you. Hear us, O hear us, dear mother. Show your children Jesus, our brother. Pray for us, O Mary and Joseph, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health of mind and body. Send us your assistance in times of temptation. May we who celebrate the memory of Mary and Joseph rise from our sins by the help of their intercession. We ask this through Christ our love. Amen.